the school district sent out a press release on Columbus Day, getting in front of the news that the Department of Education was going to fine the district in violation of Title IX because the district had denied this transgender student access to the locker room. So that was the first time we heard about it, and I think it's the first time a lot of us in the media here in the Chicago area had learned of this case. She had filed a complaint with the Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights back in 2013, alleging that the district had discriminated against her, but the office had spent about 2 years investigating the district until they came out with their final decision early November that the district, you know, had violated Title IX.
And how old is this student now?
You know, they are not releasing a lot of specifics on the student because this is a privacy issue. You know, she hasn't been identified in any records or anything other than refer to as student A. The family really wants to keep, you know, her identity as private as possible, I mean, particularly because this case has become such a national issue.
We know the student is male to female transgender. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. And she, you know, her mother has said that, you know, she decided to kind of come out to the family a couple of years ago. So she started showing early signs that she wanted to, you know, live as a girl. You know, she would, I think she said that, you know, they have her on video when she was four, you know, declaring herself a girl. She would wear, you know, in a Montana wig and kind of dance in the, you know, dance in the living room. So, you know, she came out, she's been living as a girl for several years, and she has been also receiving hormone treatment. She, you know, has changed her gender and her name on her passport and other official records.
Is this a unique case? As you mentioned, it has some national attention. I'm not sure if that means it has national implications, though. Have you come across other cases like this in your reporting?
Well, this is the first time that the Department of Education has found a district in violation of federal law regarding a transgender student. You know, there have been other cases where there's been, you know, discrimination alleged, but this is the first time that it's reached this level that the Department of Education has said to a school district, you are in violation of Title IX. And then it went even further because the district, you know, in many cases, districts will settle with the DOE, but in this case, the district fought back saying, we don't believe that we are in violation of the law, and we are not going to agree to your terms.
The case has to do with this student and their access to a locker room. Is it there more to it than that, though?
There is. This is a case where a transgender student wanted access to the girls' locker room, said, you know, I am a girl, I am living as a girl, and, you know, I want to be treated as everyone else. And, you know, the district had tried in negotiating with the Department of Education, Office for Civil Rights, the district had tried to kind of reach a middle ground. They had put up privacy curtains and said that the student must use, you know, these privacy curtains. But, you know, the sticking point was really that the district was going to require the student to use these privacy curtains. And, you know, that was just unacceptable to the you know, federal officials and to the ACLU of Illinois, which is representing the student. You know, they called that blatant discrimination because requiring her would still be singling her out.
And what was the, did you go to the principal and the administration before the settlement was reached? Do you have an idea of what their initial reaction had been?
So the superintendent in this case, you know, has been pretty vocal and pretty adamant that, you know, he does not believe that the district ever discriminated against the student. And he said it's really, it really comes down to balancing, you know, the rights of this student and the district's other transgender students with the rights of, you know, the district's other students. This is the largest high school district in Illinois. There are more than 12,000 students in this district. And so it's really kind of, you know, the way that he framed it was really a balancing issue. And so, you know, they, you know, again, kind of fought back and, you know, while they had allowed this transgender student, you know, access to the girls' bathroom, allowed her to play on sports teams of her, you know, self-identified gender, they kind of drew the line at the locker room.
And so talk about the settlement that was reached. It wasn't as simple as that, was it?
No, it definitely didn't end with the settlement. So when, you know, back in November, when the Department of Education came back to the district, they gave them 30 days to, you know, either reach a settlement with them or face enforcement. And that could include, you know, losing millions of dollars of federal funding or possible litigation. So on the last night, you know, with hours to spare, the district hold this special Board of Education meeting to consider this settlement. And the settlement basically said that, you know, the district would allow this student access to the locker room based on her representation that she would use these privacy curtains. There were a number of other things outlined in the settlement that included, you know, consulting with a gender identity expert. Basically, the district would have to, you know, revise its non-discrimination clause to expressly prohibit discrimination based on sex. They would have to submit to reporting and monitoring from federal officials. So, you know, the district held this meeting to consider that settlement, but first they opened it to public comment, and there were hours of public comment at this first meeting, and the majority of people who spoke out against the settlement, and they said they didn't want the district to settle. They said that not only do they believe it was federal overreach, but that it really infringed on the rights of, you know, these other students in the district and their privacy rights. A lot of the people who spoke were parents, and they were saying for their daughters, you know, their daughters don't feel comfortable being in the same space, you know, as the student. They didn't want them exposed to, you know, a different anatomy. And so, you know, the way that they framed it was that, you know, this was a privacy issue, and that, you know, some of them said they empathize with the student, but they just don't think that this was the right solution. Other people really kind of took a different tone, saying, you know, no matter what the student says, you know, she is not a girl, you know, this is a boy, this is, you know, common sense. And they really kind of, you know, spoke out against, you know, what it means to be transgender.
So is it possible to say who's the winner here and, you know, what's next, if anything?
Both sides, you know, are definitely saying that, you know, that they won. Both sides are definitely representing this, you know, seeing this as a win for them. You know, the Office for Civil Rights has said that this is a civil rights victory for all students. You know, the student herself, you know, has said that, you know, she's happy that, you know, that this has finally come to an end. She said she never wanted this to be, you know, a public discussion. She never wanted it to become so big, but because it was so important to her, that she felt like she had to take this step. And then the district is saying also that, you know, they felt that this solution really kind of strikes a balance between protecting the rights of this student while also protecting the rights of the other student. So, you know, the way that they're all presenting it is, oh, we all win. So the next step is really kind of implementing this agreement. The district has until next month, until January, to offer this student access to the locker rooms. And in addition, part of the settlement outlined that any student, not just the student, but any student who would like additional privacy can use privacy curtains. So the district right now is in the process of adding those privacy curtains to all of their high schools so that if there's another student who wants to use that, you know, she can use those curtains as well.